City G's.
Oh, geez.
Easy W. Biggie. This goes out to you. This goes out to you.
Thank you. 8 o'clock.
One of my favorite matches, it was for WrestleMania 24. It's the Ric Flair retirement match against Shawn Michaels. Ric Flair didn't have anything left in the tank. Shawn Michaels showed how great he was that night in Orlando. AJ Styles could do that. You know, if Shawn Michaels had nothing left in the tank, nothing, AJ Styles could carry Shawn Michaels to a great match. I believe in AJ Styles that much. And I don't think, and I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination, I don't think Shawn Michaels has zero left in the tank. I actually think he probably does. So imagine what that match could possibly be. And that could be a main event at WrestleMania 35 for sure.
Yeah. There's no doubt. If you gave me the pencil, oh man, this is such a hard one. If I was booking this, would I rather book Shawn Taker or Shawn AJ? I'm going to go with Shawn AJ, and here's my reasoning. It's going to be sold out. I don't know. Oh, man.
It's tough.
No, here's the thing. It's going to be sold out no matter what. Now we got to talk about buy rates. Pay-per-view buy rates, network subscriptions. I guess Shawn versus Taker gets you more buy rates and network subscriptions than Shawn AJ. Yes or no?
I yes. It's because it's the Undertaker.
Okay. Then that's why you got. I'm gonna go with the business end and not the personal end. Okay, you gotta go Shawn Taker.
All right, I'm gonna go the personal end and not the business end, and still pick Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. And here's why. And I agree with you.
Call my baby.
How to get a
date? I'm
hustling.
Who dies soon? You gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for
the summertime.
Destiny clan, one that's gonna play the game so that my login stuff was done so I could collect shit. I feel like the clans I'm in on both PlayStation and PC both pretty much dried up. I can check and see if any of them come back, I guess. But I don't actually want to do clan shit, I just want to get the benefits. I want to run the raid. I just want to get whatever the fuck the clan drop is for someone having run the raid.
Yo, pal, you see that girl, man? Yo, that's that white cowboy, man. Yo, what's up, money?
Yo,
now,
we
can
risk
feeling
Raheem,
man.
Yo,
we
can
sauce up for the night, yo.
Yo, we can go down to the field, man.
Check out June.
boss, so don't ever try to sweat me. Some of you will know what's happening. Your boss is not for you anyway, cause this is for the boss.
Oh, this traffic is shitty out here. Ugh. A sea of nugs? So are you getting like a fish nugget? Is that getting sushi burritos? Something like that? Nuggets of the sea. Really think bad, you know, if someone, if I would, like, no thank you. Like, you want, okay, hang on. You want me to hand you these brass knuckles so that you can break my jaw? No. Absolutely not. Get a burrito that leaves you leaning. That's how you know it did its work. Too much in Seattle. That's everything's a lunch meeting. Everything's a lunch meeting, and then there's dinner.
Officially, summer's over, but we still got a few more days left, another at least two or three more weeks. I've got a lot of music to get you going this afternoon. As a matter of fact, if you're just waking up, and Callie, I got the ignition for you to be ignited. Then I've got boys
to get to serve Big Zilla.
Come back around with Sierra, Missy, Misdemeanor, Elliot. It's your hip hop and R&B for the 90s and 2000s. You're listening to us for the first time? Let me introduce myself.
How were the Buffalo Wings? They were fucking bad. I don't like Buffalo Wild Wings' wings. Or their boneless wings, I guess I should say.
Missing that classic boom bap sound that's had you bobbing your head? No worries. Shane 45 is giving you that timeless
they're too crunchy, like the breading, like it's too nugget-like. It is, they're not attempting to manifest a boneless wing. Like, those ones are literally just like, here's a breaded-ass nugget. Crunchy as fuck, which is, like, fine in some situations. It just was not what I was looking for in that specific situation. And, like, crazy expensive. Like, their smallest size of the boneless wings is, like, $11. And that's, like, I don't know. 8 pieces, 10 maybe, something like that. I don't know. Like, maybe that's not out of control price-wise, but it sure felt like a lot.
Remember your scene, the fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The microphone, the microphone, the microphone, the microphone, the microphone, the microphone fiend.
Will eventually be pulled in the westerlies.
That's right, gorilla monsoon.
Will join up the moisture in the center part of the country. There is that circulation. It's resulted in heavy rains over the weekend and certainly continuing today for much of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, some of those states all dealing with some flooding streams and creeks this morning. Further to the south, the moisture continues to feed out of Texas, and there's a new stream of moisture that will continue to feed that spring over the next few days. So plenty of rain along that line. You can see Gordon, maximum winds now at about 7.
I'll even give a pass. You can even look at the WWE as the big leagues and everything else as the minor leagues. If you have that mindset, I think things were changed if you were able to watch that show this past weekend. But even if that's your mindset, I guarantee you, Bully, that even people within the WWE are probably giving a little smile and a nod to what happened this weekend. Because it shows you how popular pro wrestling is. You know, we're not coming on the air and talking about, wow, imagine if we were doing this show during the Attitude Era, during the Monday Night Wars, or in the mid-80s. You know what? I'm pretty proud to be able to do this show in 2018 because it's so healthy and so prosperous. Like you said, the money that was made and handed and exchanged hands over the weekend was phenomenal. why can't you just be happy? I mean, just be happy for what this sport is doing right now. I don't think you need to pick a side.
And you know, you just spoke about this show being on the WWE radar. And I can tell you from a wrestler's point of view, there's probably two kind of wrestlers in the WWE locker room who have an opinion on this show, or two different opinions on this show. They're the guys and gals that were brought up in the WWE system that only know the WWE. And they probably looked at this as, oh yeah, okay, cool, blah, 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 whatever. And they just kind of shrugged it off because all they know is the WWE. Then you have the guys and gals there who have been other places. And those are the guys and gals that truly respect what went on at All In. And in the back of their mind, no matter how well they might be doing in the WWE, they wish they could have been at All In. All In was a wrestler's wrestling show.
Yeah, I mean, it's, we talked about it before, you know, we went on the air, Bully. For a lot of the wrestlers that are on that roster that were part of that show, it's probably their career moment. And then for somebody like Cody, who was a part of the WWE and has wrestled at WrestleMania, I think that was his career moment. Think about that. Somebody who is, you know, homegrown WWE talent, you know, where his career moment, you know, happened outside the WWE. Guys, you know, everybody listening to the show, this isn't the Monday Night Wars. You don't have to pick a side. It doesn't have to be WCW against the WWE. That's not, I don't think we need to have that. It's just that you have options. It's a, it, not even options for the wrestlers, but options as a fan. Bully, I guarantee you a lot of those tweets that Alex was reading from WWE diehard fans that are bitching and complaining about All In are the same people that bitch and complain after a Monday Night Raw about the show being so bad.
Agreed.
You know what? All right. Well, guess what? If you didn't like Monday Night Raw, then you have an option. You have other options. There's New Japan. There's Ring of Honor. There's MLW. There's Lucha Underground. There's Impact Wrestling. I mean, have fun with it. Be a fan. Don't be so narrow-minded that this is all I like. Hell, you know what? If you watched All In and you didn't like it and you just like the WWE, fine. Then just watch the WWE. You'll listen to Busted Open. We talk a lot of WWE here. That's fine and dandy. But don't kill people that actually prefer to have options and, you know, actually enjoy other products. And you know what? Judging by from some of the fans, Bully, that we met over the weekend, there's some fans that prefer Ring of Honor over the WWE, prefer New Japan over the WWE. There's a lot of people, I bet you, those over 10,000 fans that sold out that arena on Saturday night probably enjoyed what they were watching Saturday night more than they enjoyed WrestleMania in New Orleans this year.
Let me ask you to compare this to something very recent. So let's take All In and let's compare it to last night's Monday Night Raw. Now, if you take out Taker and Shawn Michaels, what?
No, Alexa was good. You know, I'm intrigued about a couple of things. It was not a good show. If you delete the Shawn Michaels Undertaker segment, it was not a good show last night.
Okay, so now you brought up two words. You brought up competition and option. And one of the things that I saw on social media a lot this weekend was, oh, now the WWE has competition. Now the WWE has competition. No, they don't. Okay? Nobody is competing with the WWE right now. Nobody is going head-to-head with the WWE right now. We're not getting a reinvention of the Monday Night Wars. Okay? Until competition is when you can go head-to-head with somebody and affect them in a way that brings their business down or forces them to bring their business up. Nobody is fighting for the rating on a Monday night. Nobody is fighting for the pay-per-view buys, okay? WWE does not have any legitimate competition. And the example I use is Eric Bischoff, WCW, Ted Turner, who gave Vince McMahon real competition. and put him behind the eight ball and made him compete to get back to the top. That's competition, winning and losing, and the volley back and forth each week of who is going to, you know, who's going to win this week, who's going to win this month, this year, and eventually who's going to win the game. What All In is, what Ring of Honor is, what New Japan is, are options for wrestling fans. Different things that they can go watch. Stop looking at this as a competition if you're a fan. It does not exist. Okay? We don't know. Is competition good? Yes. But we're not getting that type of competition that you're used to getting in the Monday Night Wars anytime soon. It's just not going to happen. But man, do we have some great alternatives to the WWE product right now.
Well, I want to read the tweet. And it says this: what Cody Rhodes, Matt Jackson, and Nick Jackson have done to create a groundswell in the wrestling community is both incredible and inspiring. Not only is it great for fans, but also for wrestlers and the industry as a whole. Congratulations on what will be an amazing event. You know, talking about All In. You know who wrote that tweet? Daniel Bryan. So somebody who's employed by the WWE, somebody who's wrestling with the WWE, sent that out just hours before All In on Saturday.
And deep down in his heart of hearts, Daniel Bryan wishes he could have been on that show. Those are the type of shows that wrestlers like Daniel Bryan pray that they can be a part of, because that's what they came up on. All In is basically a Ring of Honor-esque show. Is that accurate, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, so a guy like Daniel Bryan, who started in Ring of Honor, you know, that's the type of show he wants to be on. Guys like AJ and Joe, anybody that came from that type of atmosphere would love to have been there. And the highest praise I could have given to All In, when I sat back and I really took the night in, and it was probably an hour after the show had ended, I gave it a lot of thought, and I took in what I saw from the fans, the show, the reactions, and then I took in what I saw backstage, and I said, I haven't seen wrestlers and fans come together and have this much fun together and be this energetic together, or have this much passion together. See? Because it was one of the most special nights, and I think All In was a great mirror of what that night was years ago.
And you know what? We talked about the build going towards All In, but now we're going to talk about what's next after All In. We're going to get the take from the... Because, as always, like our show on Friday morning, 93-877-FIGHT-93. If you can fight, you can call. We'll be back. Bully Ray and Dan LaGreca, right here on Busted Open.
SiriusXM Fight Nation is the place to be for all things pro wrestling. You're listening to Busted Open. Here's what's happening on SiriusXM Sports.
What's it like to hold out, then get one of the biggest contracts in NFL history? SiriusXM NFL Radio will interview the Los Angeles Rams' Aaron Donald today, 3 p.m. Eastern. There's also a preview of Thursday's season opener. Your 24/7 home for football, SiriusXM NFL Radio, Channel 88, and the SiriusXM app.
SiriusXM Sports, wherever you are, your team plays here.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts GO33 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting GO33 to 88988. That's GO33 to 88988. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-700-9920. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-700-9920. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-700-9920. 1-800-700-9920.
The leading authority for boxing coverage is At The Fights. Mondays and Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation, Channel 93.
Oh, man.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray on a Tuesday. So after everything is said and done, Bully, you know, after StarCast, obviously hugely successful, and kudos to Conrad Thompson, who treated us like gold and did something amazing, you know, setting up for an amazing event on Saturday. And what we saw it all in front of a sold-out crowd that, from everything that I heard and saw, left that arena happy. What's next after all in?
No idea. You really can't guess, speculate. I mean, all in too. But will Cody and the Bucks be around for that? We got to really sit back and see how this one plays out. I'm sure everybody would love to see another event. I believe that they spoke about another event in their post the post show speech that they did. That they're planting the seeds. As if this is going to happen a couple more times? Yes, no?
I mean, from everything that I heard, it sounds like obviously they're going to stick together, and they're going to stay, and that there's a future. And I would be surprised if there's not an all in too.
And what I'm saying is, there is no all in too if they stick together and go to the WWE.
No, it's done. That ship has sailed.
All of these things that they speak about, and let's change the wrestling business, and let's live forever, and let's do this again. It doesn't happen if they go to the WWE. Just everybody realize that. So, I mean, them going on record and saying these things leads me to believe that things will get worked out and they will stick around with Ring of Honor. I sincerely hope they do. Or maybe they have other plans. Maybe they have plans of opening up their own territory. Maybe they have plans of breathing life back into the NWA and helping that come back to form. No idea. I just know that this event went really well, as you said, with Conrad. Conrad put together probably one of the most professional conventions I've ever seen. There were basically no hiccups. And if there was, I didn't see any.
Again, Bully, everybody seemed to be happy. There was no problems. There wasn't any long lines. It seemed like there was enough security. People, you know, knew where everything was. There wasn't any, like you said, headaches or hiccups at all.
I mean, what do you want to see, Dave? Obviously, you want to see an all-in too, right?
I want to see, I mean, what we saw from that tweet from Dave Meltzer in May of 2017 to where we are now in September of 2018, the crazy growth of Ring of Honor, of New Japan in the States, of the NWA and that brand and that title. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. I know we throw words around, especially on the radio, words like that every day, but it's truly unbelievable what's happened over the course of the last 15 to 16 months. I want to see where that growth and how that growth can continue. I want to see this bit, like, again, not competition for the WWE, but just see where all these groups and organizations outside of the WWE, where they can go. I mean, during Nick Aldis, who lost that NWA championship on Saturday, when he won that NWA championship, it was in front of 500 fans. He lost it in front of over 10,000 fans. That shows you the growth right there of the NWA title in the course of 13, 14 months.
Absolutely. The NWA is a place now that hasn't been in a long time. And months ago, we spoke about, wow, if Cody were to win overnight, there's new life in the NWA. And if Cody and Billy and those guys wanted to do business together, where they could help restore the NWA to its prominence, be great for the wrestling business. That would be another territory for fans and wrestlers to be able to appreciate. So, like I said, it's really hard right now to sit back and know. We can guess up the wazoo as to what's going to go on. I do know this. I don't want to see All In 2 happen quickly. I want this one to set. I want people to be able to talk about it, enjoy it, and then maybe next year. Maybe September 1st of next year.
Why not? Make it a yearly thing. I think the location is smart, too. Chicago was, like you said it last week, Bully, Chicago is the perfect location. It's central. It's close to everybody. And again, I have to remind the fans, too, that this wasn't taking place WrestleMania weekend. This was a standalone event that sold out in less than 30 minutes.
Yep. So like I said, yearly thing, maybe a bi-yearly thing, but nothing more than that. Because in wrestling, you never want to burn out the territory. And no matter how good something is, there's always a way to burn it out. Just doing too much of it and trying. And listen, I don't believe that Cody and the Bucks money. At the end of the day, it's business and everybody's trying to make a buck, and I understand that. So I'd like to see them wait a year or so and then bring it back. And now that they've worked out all the kinks, and it doesn't seem like there were many kinks there, this event from StarCast to the actual All-In event went off pretty smoothly for a first-time gig. I mean, this is where you got to give Ring of Honor credit, because even though Cody and the Bucks came up with the idea for All In and they booked the show, it's Ring of Honor behind the scenes with the production that's making this show happen. So, you know, that relationship worked out very well. So the show went off without any hitches, and they can work out the kinks. All In 2 could be, call it All In 2, All Inner.
877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. We'll get to your calls. Plus, I do want to talk about that Cody-Nick Aldis match, that championship match in general, because to be honest, as a fan, that was a throwback to 25, 30, 35 years ago. I'll explain when Boy and I are back right here on Busted Open.
We bring the fight to you. SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 93.
By popular demand, Yacht Rock Radio sails on all the way through September for another daiquiri and enjoy an extra few weeks of soft rock from Jerry Rafferty, Kenny Loggins, Paul Skaggs, and more. Listen free in the car and online now. There's
the thing about, yeah, like Hangman and Marty seem like the guys that would maybe go to WWE, like of that group, they seem like the ones that there would be interest in, and or like a, not an interest in, but like a attainable interest in. But like, what do you do with those guys? If you bring them in, you look at WWE right now, like, what, you know, You take those guys and they just like, I don't know. I feel like in a WWE setting, you would just cram those guys into the Undisputed Era as those guys got called up. Because they're like, they all just strike me as like fitting a fairly similar mold. Not identical. And maybe Paige more than Marty's girl. But yeah, it just, I just don't, I don't. Like, I don't see WWE really being able to take advantage of those guys in, like, a really, in a way that is, like, meaningful to WWE's business. Like, what are they getting out of it other than, hey, these guys are kind of hot names on the indies, on these other promotions, so we should get them in here. They can work. They're good. But are they going to be top guys? Like, I don't know. I think that's the opportunity with NXT, though. Like, the opportunity, the real opportunity WWE has, and when you look at All In and New Japan and a lot of the other stuff going on out there right now, Impact, you know, even this NWA stuff to a certain extent, like, all of that stuff fits in to be competition with NXT. Like, NXT is the product that competes with all those other promotions. You know, WWE, and they're kind of half committing to it. They haven't really, because they still kind of treat it like a farm system here and there. But, like, you know, NXT is really the alternative. NXT is the, hey, you want an alternative to the variety show style booking of Raw and SmackDown? Well, we've got NXT. Like, that's the actual pitch that they are present, whether they, you know, whether they're doing it overtly or not, that is the pitch. That's the thing they're actually doing, is offering up NXT as the, hey, if you like more of like this other style of wrestling, and you don't really need the pomp and circumstance of the full overblown WWE product and all that other stuff, like, NXT is right here. And then NXT is, like, competitive with Ring of Honor and all that other stuff in terms of just, like, what the work looks like. How do these matches come off? And what sort of storyline stuff is going into these shows? And how, you know, how are the you know, like how are the issues raised and all that other stuff, you know? It's not in a Raw and SmackDown like way. Like, the NXT doesn't seem to operate like the other shows.
And then crank him in his bald spot with a trash can, and then heave that lardy ass of his over.
So, you know, like, it feels like WWE's response to all this stuff is to just, like, make an even bigger push for NXT. And that's why you go out and sign some of those guys, is because you're like, that's the type of show you're trying to have. But they already have a lot of those guys. It's just a matter of, like, hey, are you gonna push NXT out on its own and stop treating it like people get called up from NXT, and needs to be less of a call up situation and more of this person, their style is just a better fit for NXT and the type of fans that NXT draws. And just understanding and being okay with the idea of just like, hey, some of these people are going to come in for NXT and stay there. And that's by design. That's not because they aren't good enough to be on the main roster or whatever. It's that they just, you know, they have a certain type of appeal that fits more in that kind of mode.
Wrestling was phenomenal. I was 12 from storylines. I'm a WWE guy, you know, and I primarily watch WWE and NXT, and I'll tell you, I love the future over here. I mean, for crying out loud, Dick Druids. That was the funniest segment I have seen in a wrestling ring in a long time.
And Joe, you know what that shows too? And thanks so much for the phone call.
Yeah.
That shows that was not just a wrestling show. That was a sports entertainment show as well, what we saw on Saturday. When you see, you know, Jay Lethal, like, you know, doing his Black Machismo character with Randy Savage and what he was doing with Brandi Rhodes and Lanny Poffo's out there throwing his frisbees with the poems. I mean, there was a lot of sports entertainment to that show on Saturday night.
Absolutely. And, you know, to hear this caller compared to One Night Stand, you know, it's just kind of like vindication for me. Not really vindication, but I compare it to ECW for a reason, because it's the highest praise I can possibly pay a show because of the passion and the energy of the crowd. And listen, you name an aspect of pro wrestling that you like, and you got it on this show. You wanted great wrestling, you got great wrestling. You wanted some, you wanted violence, you got violence. You wanted entertainment, you got a great battle royal. You got an insane surprise with Jericho.
Yep.
You got to see Rey Mysterio again. I mean, come on, man. I mean, this was a lot of fun.
And the Jericho was a complete surprise. Bully, we've done whole segments on how, you know, we're not going to see Jericho at all in, you know, because, all right, you know, Vince will let him do certain things, but there's probably certain boundaries that he can't cross. Well, he definitely made his impact on Saturday night.
Well, I can tell you right now, everything that I said about Jericho not being around, all bets are now off. I take everything that I said back.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. And you know what? I mean, and we're going to be looking at that show at Madison Square Garden. Think about it. Hello, we should have seen this coming. I mean, Chris Jericho is the type of guy that wants to be a part of anything that's special in the world of pro wrestling. Plus the fact, he's selling a cruise, for crying out loud, in October. What better way to sell your cruise than to show up at All In, you know, hit the code breaker on freaking Kenny Omega, take the microphone and say, I'll see you at the Jericho cruise. Hello, there you go. That sums up everything in just a couple of minutes.
God, this guy.
It really does. It really does. I mean, like, I can't find any more words to describe it. I'd rather hear from the callers than listen to myself, you know, constantly put the show over. It was just that damn good.
Or me, obviously. Let's go out to Jeremy in Florida. Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Jeremy? How are you?
Great. Well, first, Dave, I owe you an apology because 2 nights ago, I went...
And yeah, the idea of doing an Undertaker-style Return of the Dead Man intro with druids wearing big dick robes, that's just good television right there. It's just quality entertainment right there. All right. I'm here. I gotta go. I'll see you later. My throat is still very scratchy. Have a good Tuesday.